Pop Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, vonews.id and at RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
OIC member states PUIC held in Jakarta on 12 to 15 May resulted in a 17-point joint statement in the Jakarta Declaration. The declaration was read by the chairman of the Interparliamentary Cooperation Agency of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Mardhani Alisera, at the closing ceremony of the conference Thursday. In his speech, Mardhani Alisera said that representatives of the conference reaffirmed the obligation to respect the objectives and principles of the OIC Charter, the UN Charter, and international law. The PUIC members are also aware of the fact that the world and its global order are at critical point because wars and conflicts continue to increase, and the narrow interests of each country justify unilateral and arbitrary actions, while the values of cooperation and unity are gradually eroded. The Parliamentary Union also believes in the importance of strengthening Islamic unity and brotherhood to face various global challenges and provide opportunities to lead the global order. The PUIC, according to Mardhani, also expressed concern with the fact that although there are many calls from the UN and the international community for peace in Palestine, Israeli military operations continue.
Concerned to the fact that despite numerous calls from the UN and international community, the order issued on 26 January 2024 by the International Court of Justice indicating provisional measure against Israel in the case concerning the application of the Convention of the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide, South Africa versus Israel, along with the International Criminal Court, warrant of arrest to Benjamin Netanyahu and Yoav Gallant on allegation of war crimes and crime against humanity, as well as the ceasefire agreement between conflicting parties in Gaza, the Israeli military operation in Gaza continues to undead it and remain indiscriminate and disproportionate in its scale.
The Parliamentary Union Conference also expressed concern over the rise of Islamophobia in the world due to global public anger over Israeli attacks. In addition, according to Mardhani Alisera, the conference expressed concern that despite the existence of the PUIC for decades, Muslims as a significant part of the world's population continue to face considerable difficulties.
Muslims, who constitute a significant portion of the world population, continue to face considerable hardship, as evident in the poverty figures among OIC member states, and the challenge of discrimination, xenophobia, and the lack of legal, political, economic, social, and cultural right endured by Muslim minority in non-OIC member countries.
Furthermore, according to Mardhani, PUIC also underlines the need for reflection, as well as collective and individual efforts towards sustainable progress and reform by PUIC member countries. In addition, according to him, the Jakarta Declaration also recognizes the importance of reform in the provision of public sector services, improving good governance, and developing service-oriented state institutions for sustainable domestic reform and improving the management of national wealth, which creates greater influence for Muslim countries at the global level.
Indonesia's Parliament through Inter-Parliamentary Cooperation Agency is stepping up its international diplomacy by forging stronger trade and medical ties with Iran and Senegal during the 19th Parliamentary Union of Islamic Countries Conference in Jakarta. Ofra has the details.
The Inter-Parliamentary Cooperation Agency of the Indonesian House of Representatives held bilateral meetings with Iran, Senegal, and the Indonesian Red Crescent on the sidelines of the 19th Parliamentary Union of Islamic Countries Conference on Thursday in Jakarta. The meetings aimed to strengthen cooperation in the fields of trade, health, and humanitarian efforts. Vice Chair of Inter-Parliamentary Cooperation Agency, Rafindra Arwanga, stated that Senegal is interested in Indonesia's top export products, such as pulp and paper, steel, oil, chemicals, and vegetable oil. Meanwhile, Iran expressed strong interest in medical collaborations, including hospital development and the use of robotic surgery technology.
We hope our trade growth will continue to rise, especially through the preferential trade agreement, which has actually already been signed. Some of the main products they need from Indonesia include pulp and paper, steel, oil chemicals, and vegetable oil-based products. These are key import commodities for Senegal. As for our meeting with the Iranian delegation, they expressed a strong desire for collaboration, especially in the medical field. They even offered to explore the possibility of building hospitals together. Iran has strong capabilities in the health sector, particularly in robotic surgery, which many people don't know about it.
Rafindra also emphasized that this meeting not only strengthened bilateral ties, but also reaffirmed Indonesia's role as a strategic partner in global issues such as fair trade and humanitarian solidarity. Through parliamentary diplomacy, Indonesia is committed to fighting the shared interests of developing countries and helping find solutions to international humanitarian crises.
Anthony Albanese expresses Australia's support for Indonesia's accession to the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development and the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. Andy Ramdoni has the detail.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese Thursday expressed Australia's support for Indonesia to join the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development (OECD) and the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership (CPTPP). He conveyed this in a joint press statement after meeting President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta. Anthony Albanese said that Australia and Indonesia, together with all Pacific countries, share a commitment to maintaining peace in the region.
And I assure you, Mr. President, of Australia's support for your joining the RECD as well as your ascension to the CPTPP. Security is built on the sovereignty of every nation and for the rules that govern all nations. And all of us who have benefited from this framework share a responsibility to maintain it and strengthen it, so that the future of our region is shaped by shared opportunity and secured through collective responsibility.
On September 19, 2024, Indonesia officially sent an official letter of request to join the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, CPTPP. At that time, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto said that Indonesia's membership in the CPTPP would not only provide benefits for Indonesia, but also for the CPTPP, which would open up new opportunities and deepen modern regional integration, including increasing economic integration with ASEAN. On the other hand, Indonesia is also undergoing the accession process at the OECD. In February 2025, Erlangga Hartarto announced the progress of Indonesia's accession process at the OECD and said that Indonesia was completing an initial cross-sector memorandum. This aims to harmonize a number of regulations with international standards, including anti-corruption regulations.
Indonesia focuses on resolving food problems to achieve food independence. This was conveyed by Indonesian Vice President Gibran Raka Buming Raka at a closing of the 15th Islamic Community Congress in Medan, North Sumatra. In his speech, Gibran said the government had resolved food problems, such as eradicating the fertilizer mafia and building dams. For the fertilizer problem, the Vice President explained the government had cut 145 regulations that were difficult, while for dams, the government had budgeted 124 trillion rupiah to repair damaged dam irrigation.
Kita punya 53 bendungan baru, 45 di antaranya sudah bisa mengalir.
We have 53 new dams, 45 of which can irrigate agricultural land. And there are also preparations about the Australian for the construction and repair of irrigation. So earlier there were dams and others, but the irrigation was damaged. So this year we will repair all of them. Then there are 145 regulations that have been cut. Overlapping regulations that make it difficult or simplified, especially for fertilizer. Because previously if you meet farmers who complain about fertilizer, expensive fertilizer, no fertilizer, these regulations have been cut.
Oh, petani yang diperlukan pupuk mahal, pupuk tidak ada. Ini regulasinya sudah dipangkas.
In order to achieve food independence, the government has also built a fair downstream ecosystem for agriculture and marine affairs, involving farmers, livestock breeders, fishermen, fish farmers, micro, small and medium enterprises. Gibran also emphasized the government cannot work alone and needs a joint movement from all components of society for the progress of the nation. Moving on to the Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs through the Director General for Digital Space Oversight has launched a mobile digital literacy campaign across 30 cities in Indonesia. Speaking on Thursday evening, Director General for Digital Space Oversight, Alexander Sabar, said the campaign aims to provide direct education to communities, particularly in areas that are less accessible to online media information regarding the dangers of online gambling. This initiative is one of our efforts to educate all levels of society, especially those in areas that may not have access to information through online media. From the Ministry of Communication and Digital, we strongly support this activity and encourage other stakeholders to actively participate in our efforts to promote digital literacy among our communities.
Dan menghimbau pihak-pihak lain juga untuk dapat terlibat aktif dalam upaya kita memberikan literasi kepada masyarakat kita.
The minister also reminded the audience that forests are not a legacy from past generations, but a loan from the future and idea that reflects Indonesia's vision of sustainability and intergenerational responsibility. By strengthening professional forestry education, Indonesia reinforces its commitment to building a green job ecosystem while preserving the environment on both a national and global scale. Indonesian Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology, together with the South Central Timor Regency Government of Nusa Tenggara Province, signed a land grant document for the construction of Garuda Superior High School on Friday. In signing the land grant document, Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Brian Nyuliarto, revealed Garuda Superior High School is one of President Prabowo Subianto's priority programs contained in Presidential Instruction of the Republic of Indonesia, No. 7 of 2025, with the strategic objective of improving the quality of superior human resources and developing a science and technology ecosystem. Brian Nyuliarto explained, the presence of Garuda Superior High School in South Central Timor Regency is a historic milestone in Indonesian education, where the school will later become a center for developing superior human resources in the East Nusa Tenggara and Eastern Indonesia regions, while also preparing the younger generation who are able to become ambassadors of knowledge at a national and global levels.
Jadi ini adalah tamat bersejarah bagi dunia pendidikan di Indonesia, khususnya di Kabupaten Timur Tengah Selatan.
So this is a historic milestone for the world of education in Indonesia, especially in South Central Timor Region and East Nusa Tenggara Province. I'll focus on how talented students from the East Nusa Tenggara Region or the surrounding areas, which are wider, can be facilitated to prepare themselves to become superior human resources, who can later represent Indonesia as ambassadors of knowledge, ambassadors of superior students, who will represent the red and white in the global and national areas.
Sebagai duta-duta pengetahuan, duta-duta pelajar unggul yang akan mewakili merah putih di kancah global maupun nasional.
Brian Miller, to further explain the construction of Darula Superior High School, which will be built in Sioux City, East Nusa Tenggara, is the first in Indonesia. He also said the government is targeting the construction of the Darula Superior High School in 20 locations throughout Indonesia, with the hope that all land grants can be determined this year. Well, we've heard that was the news. Now here is today's commentary, titled Australia's Support for Indonesia's Steps on the Global Economic Stage, read by Anna Trijayakasi.
So this commentary is on Australia's support for Indonesia's steps on the global economic stage. Indonesia is strengthening its position in the world by applying to become a member of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, and the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, CPTPP. However, this membership progress is not simple. It requires regulatory reforms domestically, as well as support from member countries. Good news comes from Australia. During a visit to Jakarta on May the 15th, the new Australian Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, expressed his full support for Indonesia's steps. In a joint press conference with President Prabowo Subianto, Albanese emphasized that Australia, who is a member of both OECD and CPTPP, welcomes Indonesia's participation in the two major forums. According to him, regional security and stability are built on the sovereignty of each country and common rules that must be maintained. Therefore, all parties who have benefited from this system, including Australia and Indonesia, have a responsibility to strengthen it. Indonesia itself officially applied for CPTPP membership in September 2024. The government considers this step to strengthen regional economic integration and open up new opportunities. Meanwhile, the accession progress to the OECD continues and is expected to become a full member in 2027. Indonesia is currently preparing cross-sector documents to align various national regulations, including anti-corruption. Australia's support is an important signal that the international community sees Indonesia as a strategic partner. When regional countries support each other in building an open and inclusive economic system, the future of the Indo-Pacific can be more stable and prosperous.
Thank you.
overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Sounds, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Idul Fitri feels incomplete without the presence of ketupat. Actually, this culinary dish is a Southeast Asian typical dish, which is made from rice. To make ketupat, we have to first wrap it from woven young coconut leaves, then it is boiled until it is cured. Listener, ketupat, which exists in various regions in Indonesia, has many different types, such as ketupat lemak in Pontianak, if ketupat generally uses rice as its main ingredients, but ketupat lemak actually uses sticky rice. The cooking method is a little different. The process of making ketupat lemak begins with washing the sticky rice and placing it in woven coconut leaves. The sticky rice inserted must be full. This is certainly different from ketupat rice, which is usually only half filled, because rice will expand, while sticky rice will not. Then, ketupat is boiled in coconut milk that has been added with enough salt. Afterwards, the coconut milk is dry, the ketupat can be removed and ready to be served. Is usually eaten with other typical Eid side dishes such as beef rendang, chicken opor, potato chili sauce, or pineapple chili sauce. Apart from being eaten with the family at home during Eid, ketupat lemak and other typical Eid side dish are also usually served as food by the people of Pontianak. And that's Indonesian Wonder. Which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is the opinion of Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector, I think that will be helped on the problem in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government has a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, or MBG. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption, and the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Person for us. Well, listen, Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚民间世界，记者朋友您好，我是打中年身体健康，今天等待播送的新闻。